Welcome to day three of our Jesus Revealed podcast or vodcast. We are in season two, and as we've previously described, this looks at Jesus Revealed in purpose. Now, the main aim is for us to really reflect and see how Jesus and his life, who he is prevalent in all of life and in all of purpose. And today I'm joined by none other than Pastor Miriam, making her debut in the Jesus Revealed podcast. I must say that we have been trying to get you since season one.
I know, so, right? My schedule is just busy.
No, that it then means then that this is the right one.
Because, that's it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so glad that you're here, Pastor Miriam.
Thank you for inviting me.
So in day three, Pastor Miriam, we're looking at Jesus's purpose being declared. And we're going to use that scripture as maybe our point of reflecting on what that means, even from a personal point of view.
Yeah.
So before we start, I'd like to read our scripture for today. It's found in Luke chapter 4 from verse 18 to 19. And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Pastor Miriam, in reflecting and meditating through just Jesus's purpose being declared and how definitive and clear and bold it was and how he walked in it after he declared it, maybe bring it back to you then. What has God placed in your heart that aligns with Jesus's mission?
Well, God has placed a longing and a desire in my heart to teach, to educate, and to guide others in their spiritual journey.
Yeah.
I believe and I feel called to share the truth of the scripture, to help individuals to navigate and understand their value in Christ, and to empower them to live out their calling and their faith. You know, this aligns with Jesus' mission of proclaiming good news, as teaching can also bring hope, can bring understanding, can bring clarity,
and also
transformation to people that are seeking him. And I also feel that in most of my storms, for me, storm is like a school where I have to learn how to navigate and also apply my faith, which is scripture. So I'm more of an educator and a teacher.
And you're reflecting as someone that has listened to your preaching, listened to your teaching, whether it's a morning devotion or a pulpit sermon, the testimony from your life and all that you teach, it's really reflective of that. So to testify, it really has been a blessing to me and my wife
as well.
Yeah. And maybe then to also then ask just around the areas of your life that reflect God's purpose and what areas in maybe to maybe have some candor with us that need maybe further alignment as you reflect in your journey.
Yeah, I think in my life I intentionally and purposefully and actively engage in teaching. And I do that through various platforms, whether it's leading a Bible studies, whether it's preaching, or whether mentoring the young ones, or facilitating a discussion in my community or local radio station. These areas reflect most of my purpose and allow me to fulfill my calling. However, I recognize that I might need some alignment, especially when it comes to time management, and to ensure that my teaching efforts are consistent and impactful. Adding to that I might obviously I might need alignment also in deepening my spiritual understanding, my understanding of scriptures, so that I can enrich my teaching. capabilities.
No, I think from a time management point of view, I think that's something that we really all need to better look at. But I've never really thought about it from an alignment, as part of the alignment work into God's work.
Like you rightly say earlier on that in season one, I was scheduled to come, but I couldn't because I could not manage my time. I'm so busy. I do a lot of things, including running national programs. So half of the time I'm not around. So that means some of the opportunities I miss out because I can't navigate my time and work around them.
Now, with this question, Pastor Mim, I'd just like to add a bit of a spin to it, because I'd like you just to reflect on just the moments in your life where you had to step out in faith, especially when it came to your mission or the mission that you believed that God has called you for. And I'd like to maybe, because I've never heard that story before, the first moment that you realize that this could be the mission that God is leading you towards, and that process it took to then step out into it, and then to the point then where you're walking in it as we're seeing you now.
There was a time in my life where I lost my business. I had a business and I lost it, and I was unemployed for 25 months. I was unemployed twice in my life. Sure. The first time was 25 months and the second time was 18 months. So in the first time, I think I used to stay at home and weep the whole day, you know, until one day. And I had a routine of being on the threshing floor in the morning, and during the day I'll do my house chores, but midday I'll then continue, you know, praying and seeking the Lord, because then at some point I lost all my reserves, you know, and I was left out with nothing. And I had to rely and now actively use the word of God to actually provide for me and trust in God. Yeah. And think, you know, at that point I had to think about the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness, and they were solely and entirely depending on God to provide manna. And I saw myself in that journey in the wilderness where there was no one assisting me, and I had to entirely depend on God. And I want to say, Zintle, during that phase of my life, I'd actually seen God providing daily in such a way that I had to entirely now say, now this is God and this is God's time, where He was empowering me so that when I go out there and start ministering and witnessing about Him, I'll talk about something that I know, the experience that I've lived. I will not just say, Paul said, or Timothy said, I would say, I've seen God in my life. And I think, hence, most of my teachings, I reflect, even though I don't plan it, that today I'm going to talk about this testimony. In my preaching, I find myself bringing back my life into it because I've lived this journey and I've seen God providing to such an extent that I think there was a day when we did not have bread at home. Wow. And it was a Sunday. We came to church with my two girls. At that time, they were still little. And I did not even have enough money to even buy bread. I remember, you know, praying and saying, God, I'm going to church. I'm not even sure how you're going to provide, because all that I need today is bread. I came to church, morning service, and people were worshiping and praying. And after the sermon, nobody came to me. And as I was walking to the car, I said to myself, God, do you mean in all your children in that church, there's no one that could hear that I'm actually in dire need of something? And as I was getting into the car, getting ready to reverse my car, this one lady, I remember her, came knocking at my window, and she said, Pastor Miriam, can I see you? I want to talk to you out of your car, because I'm so embarrassed to even tell you what the Lord has led me to say to you. Came out of the car. She said, whilst we were worshiping, the Lord said, I must give you this money. It's little. Oh, she had 50 rand with her. She said, it's little, but the Lord said, I must give it to you because it's for you to buy bread. Nah. And that's what I actually prayed for. You know, and for me, it was an answered prayer. But for her, it was so embarrassing because she said, it's too little. It doesn't make sense. But it was actually what I prayed for. I think during that time of being unemployed, for me, it was the dry season, but mm-hmm. that's when I learned more yeah. about God and trusting Him and knowing Him as a provider, knowing Him as a healer,
yeah.
knowing Him as a sustainer. Because even during that time, we never got sick. You mm. know, 5 months, we never got sick. You know, we never starved. We yeah. never lacked yeah. because every need that I had, I would put it down, go to my threshing floor, pray about yeah, it, yeah, and God yeah. will provide. And what fascinated me most, Sintle, is that everyone who would bring something would say to me, God said. God said.
Sure.
God said.
Yeah,
so this yeah. for me testified that we serve a God who sees, not only sees, but mm-hmm. hears our prayers.
Yeah.
So He was able to answer. So I think, hence I say, I've learned that my storms are actually my schools.
Yeah.
That's where I learned to trust more in God. And hence I'm saying that I believe that my purpose is more teaching mm-hmm. and encouraging mm-hmm. and educating people that it is doable
yeah.
when we entrust in God. Because I think what God needs most is us to believe
Amen.
In Him and to believe in the Word.
Yeah.
Because there's truth in the Word.
True, true.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing that, Pastor Miriam. And how then we cap this off? Because I'm just thinking about someone that's sitting there, either they're going through a wilderness experience.
Yeah.
It's just a dry season. But at the same time, they are still trying to reconcile what their purpose is.
Mm.
What would you say to someone like that in that situation?
I love the fact that when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, He said, I'm not leaving you alone.
Yeah.
I'm leaving you with the Helper. And trust in the Helper.
Mm.
Because the Helper is able to navigate and remind you of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that each and every one of us is individually crafted. You know, the yeah. Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
But that also in 1 Corinthians 12, that every one of us is gifted differently.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to discover your purpose, which way is the best place to go than to the Creator who actually created you?
Amen.
And asking Him, because when we seek answers from God, He's the only one who can give us answers.
Yeah.
We can't seek from our leaders or our mothers or our
yeah.
mentors. They actually don't know what God has put inside of us. The Bible assures us that when we were created in our mother's womb, God actually put all the pieces together, mm. all the intricate part together yeah. within us. So He's the only one who knows.
Mm.
So if one is seeking purpose, I think you can only ask from the Creator.
Amen.
You can ask from the Source, because the Source actually knows what He has embedded within each and every one of us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would encourage somebody that if you seek or you want to know your purpose, go to the Creator. Go to the one who has formed you whilst we're still in your mother's womb, because
yeah.
He's the one who knows what your purpose is and what you're created for. I like what David is saying. He says, my life was written in your books whilst I was still in my mother's womb.
Yes.
So if everything about my life is written in His book, then it means I can rely on Him
yeah.
to guide me. I like what He says I like the scripture. I think it's Psalms 32 verse 8. It says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathways of your life.
Yeah.
I will advise you and watch over you.
Yeah.
So He promises to guide, to advise, and also to watch.
Yeah.
So it means if I need guidance, if I need to know where to go, what to do, I can actually go to Him.
Yeah.
But then we need to believe in the scripture
yes.
so that we
yes.
can entrust
yes. Yes.
our journeys and our purpose in Him. Because if you are a Christian and you just come to church just to mark the register and you actually don't believe and implement and test the word of God,
yes, yes,
you will not actually live your life to the fullest. I don't
yeah.
even think that you can actually experience heaven on earth
hmm.
because the only way to experience that is to completely trust in Him
yeah.
and rely on Him. I like what Proverbs is saying, lean not in your own understanding.
Yeah.
Trust
yeah.
in God with all your heart until you get to that point where you trust fully and wholly in Him. You might yeah. not even experience Him.
Wow.
Or even hear from
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
would encourage somebody to actually go to Him,
mm-hmm.
seek Him, call on Him,
yeah.
because He's got all the answers that
yeah.
you need. of your life, because he's the one who created you. Your mother doesn't know why you are here. Yeah. She was just a channel that brings you to earth. But God who created, who was there in the inception, he knows exactly what giftings he has crafted within you.
Wow. With those words, Pastor Miriam, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And I hope you all see then how we're patterning this from day one to day two to day three with Pastor Miriam reflecting on her journey, but also bringing it and zooming it in to our lives as well. So to everyone that is listening, to everyone that is watching, I really hope and pray that it has been a blessing to you as it has been for me. And again, Pastor Miriam, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I trust this is not the last time, right?
I hope so.
Scheduling permitting.
I'm praying to manage my time.
We'll pray with you. So God bless you as you listen to this on all your platforms. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and share it to everyone that you know and love. God bless you and see you next episode.
Thank you.